This is Wade Matthews with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Oxfam Deputy Director resigns in the wake of sex scandal involving a former country director in Chad and Haiti. British politicians are threatening funding for the organization as one of its primary supporters. Impact on donors is also a concern. U.S. Department of Labor's funding would be cut by $2.6 billion to about $9.4 billion under a 2019 budget proposal unveiled by the Trump administration, but the proposal included support for investments in Trump administration priorities like apprenticeship programs and employer compliance programs. President Trump's budget proposed a food basket of health products, healthy products, to cut billions from the food stamp program. Observers say the proposal has no prospects, but was intended to lay down a marker that the administration is serious about pressing for about $85 billion in other cuts to food assistance programs that will be achieved in part by imposing strict new work requirements on recipients. The Israeli police recommended that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu be charged with bribery, fraud, and breach of trust, casting a pall over the future of a tenacious leader who has become almost synonymous with his country. The announcement instantly raised doubts about his ability to stay in office. Ruling that graffiti, a typically transient form of art, was of sufficient stature to be protected by the law, a federal judge in Brooklyn awarded a judgment of $6.7 million to 21 graffiti artists whose works were destroyed in 2013 at the Five Points Complex in Long Island City, Queens. Latest data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reflecting births as of the year ending in September 2017 shows the total fertility rate at 1.77 live births per woman, down 3.8% since 2015 and down 16.4% since its most recent peak at 2.12 births per lifetime births per woman in 2007. The replacement rate in developed countries is around 2.1. In Oregon, meth-related deaths vastly outnumber those from heroin. At the U.S. border, agents are seizing 10 to 20 times the amounts of meth that they did a decade ago. Methamphetamine, experts say, has never been pure, cheaper, or more lethal. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.